USA Radio News.
The FBI is not speculating as to why a gunman opened fire on Wednesday night at a Thousand Oaks, California bar. The gunman killed at least 12 people, including Sergeant Ron Hewless of the Thousand Oaks Police Department. Taylor Whitler was in the bar, and she joined Fox News.
Hey, we all just kind of froze for a split second, and then everyone booked it and dove to the floor. It was, after the first round, it was quiet for about 5 seconds, and then some guys that were next to me on the floor got up and started sprinting towards the back door and yelled at everyone, get up, run.
The Trump administration announced executive actions that will restrict the ability of migrants that are seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. And after pretty much an entire day of squabbling back and forth, the White House stands by their decision to suspend CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. Charges have been filed against the captain of a Missouri tourist boat that sank and killed 17 people this past summer. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The dead included 9 people from a single Indiana family. Now a federal indictment shows 51-year-old Kenneth Scott McKee facing 17 counts of misconduct, negligence, or inattention to duty. The July accident occurred when an amphibious vessel known as a duck boat sank on Table Rock Lake near Branson when a sudden and very severe storm rolled into the area. McKee accused of not properly assessing the weather before or after the boat went on that lake.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow was up 10 points to close the day at 26,191. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio announced his bid to be House Minority Leader on Wednesday. Now he's going to be challenging Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, who joined Fox News and explained why he wants to be the leader of the minority party.
We're looking for more results. You look at where the economy is today. I'm very proud of the fact that when you look at in the last 49 years of America, unemployment has only been below 4% 11 months. And 6 of those 11 months and 49 years, we just lived through. What we've been able to transform in the VA, rebuild our military, get this economy moving stronger, combating opioids. We're talking about the future. The Democrats are going to elect the past. Think about that. Nancy Pelosi is Speaker. Steny Hoyer is now running as Majority Whip, and as Majority Leader, and Clyburn will become their whip.
The parent company of Duncan Hines Cake Mixes has recalled 2.4 million boxes of the product due to it being linked to an outbreak of Salmonella. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
After the FDA and CDC informed officials at Conrega Brands that Duncan Hines Cake Mixes could be the source of Salmonella in 3 different states, the recall was issued. I spoke to Dr. Laura Geraldowski, an epidemiologist with the CDC.
Letting people know that consumers should not eat any of this recalled Duncan Hines cake mix or cakes made with them. And they should return them to the store for a refund or just go ahead and throw it away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.